Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israeli leaders and the people of Israel are in a wait-and-see attitude as Donald Trump becomes president of the United States. That's the headline. We'll have more details on this in just a moment when Winky Medad joins me from the center part of the state of Israel in one of those Jewish settlements with more insight on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, as we do this special broadcast, we're anticipating the inauguration of Donald Trump to become the president of the United States. What is the attitude towards the new president, Donald Trump, there in Israel?
Well, it depends on which Israeli you ask. Most of the people in government feel very confident that a dark period has ended, both in terms of direct relations with Israel and with other spheres of activity such as Iran and Europe. And whereas there is a small group of people who are very frustrated, like American liberals, unwilling to recognize that democracy is a value in which people change their minds or change their administrations or change their elected officials.
Let me give you a list of promises that Donald Trump has made. The moving of the United States Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, albeit the Palestinians are saying if that does happen, blood will flow in the streets of Jerusalem. Will they move the embassy to Jerusalem or not?
First of all, I want to mention about that Arab threat of violence, which might get people upset. In the first instance, I can tell you, we've always had violence, no matter what we do. We could have stood on our head and waved our hands about, and I don't think it would have changed whether or not the Arabs are going to engage in violence. So threats of violence are really nothing new, and to tell you the truth, I don't think it's going to work on Mr. Donald Trump.
The overall Middle East policy, a pretty solid Middle East policy.
I would hope he would try by using American power and influence instead of allowing the Arabs and their oil to influence America. So I would hope he does something in that direction, which Obama left really in an awful fashion.
Winky Medad coming to us from Shiloh, one of the Jewish settlements in the center part of the state of Israel, with his insights on how the Israeli leaders and the people of Israel are going to respond to a new Trump administration. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
As the world watches the new Trump administration go into place, America will be judged by how they treat the Jewish state. In the end of times, all nations will gather against the Jewish state of Israel, Zechariah 14:2. Only time will tell how America will treat Israel and determine whether the United States is blessed because America blesses Israel, Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3, or American action, which will determine the curses of God upon the United States because of their treatment of the Jewish state. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...